stuck in Arfal in eastern Lebanon. Syrian refugees have become a majority here, and many of them have little hope of returning home soon. These mountains stretching into Syria have become a retreat for opposition fighters who fled the latest advance by the Syrian army and its ally, the Lebanese Shia movement Hezbollah. Meanwhile, the Lebanese army has deployed in and around Arfal as part of a security plan to contain the spillover. Just a few curves down that road is a Lebanese army checkpoint familiar to everyone here. There is no way out of Arfal except down that road and past the checkpoint. We met one refugee who was stopped at that checkpoint. Like many others, he had crossed over into Lebanon illegally. But he says he wasn't expecting what happened next.
Next to the checkpoint, there is a two-story building. They took me to a room on the second floor, which has some gym equipment, bodybuilding stuff. One of the soldiers asked me if there is anything new I had to say. I said no. Then they laid me down on one of the benches, and then it all started.
He says he was heavily beaten with sticks, cables and tasers as the soldiers tried to extract a confession linking him to Syrian rebel fighters inside Lebanon.
One of them said, "I have a new method." He put socks over my nose and mouth. Two others pinned me down while a man started pouring water on my face. I felt like I was drowning. I had only seen this in films. I couldn't believe this was happening to me.
He was later released. We asked the army for comment and they said all military personnel are subject to military rules and that if the person in question believes he was harmed by a soldier, he may pursue legal avenues to claim his rights. But there appears to be more than one case.
We've documented one case in early May where a Syrian man was stopped at the checkpoint, taken from the van, to a room next to the checkpoint. He was beaten, kicked, punched. Electric prods were used on him. He himself saw three other Syrians get beaten up later on that day because they did not have proper residency papers inside Lebanon. So we know a number of people have been beaten up in this one room next to this checkpoint.
We called the army and asked again about the room behind the checkpoint, but they had no further comment. The soldiers at that checkpoint stand guard at a sensitive spot, where a front line of the Syrian war has edged its way into Lebanon. Some Syrians here have found new dangers where they sought refuge. Rami Rahim, BBC News, Arfal.